This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The United States Department of Agriculture issues, you might be interested to know, a monthly bison report. It's just like it sounds, a rundown of the current state of the bison crop, I guess you'd say, in this country. And let me just tell you, business is booming. Bison burgers, bison steaks, bison chili. Ranchers are getting nearly three times as much for their bison meat today as they were 10 years ago. Emily Guerin has that story.
Pen number one, 24-yearling bulls.
Winter is bison auction season. And this one on the Cannonball Ranch in North Dakota is one of the biggest in the country.
All right, then I'll tell you who gave 2,000 for them. I'll bid 1,200, 13. I'm at 1,200 now, 13.
The auctioneer has a clean white cowboy hat and jeans. The bidders are wearing muck boots and dirty Carhartt jackets. They bid by catching the eye of the auctioneer's assistants, who run between them yelling out whenever bids are made.
First ones of the day will be the cheapest all day. I got 18. Give me 1,900.
He tries all kinds of mind tricks to raise the price. And then, suddenly, he calls it off.
So, 1,800 right here. Put on number.
206.
206, you want them all?
$1,800 for a yearling bull. That's actually pretty expensive. 10 years ago, yearling bulls were selling for less than $800 at comparable auctions.
I remember the day when you couldn't give a buffalo away.
That's buyer James Thompson. He's talking about in the 90s, before bison meat was as in demand as it is right now. Thompson bought 275 bison today, or buffalo. People here use the words interchangeably. That's two semi-trucks and around $500,000 worth.
Luckily, we're spending somebody else's money.
He's buying for another rancher. And on the selling side of the auction, Beverly Fisher and her husband.
I'm very satisfied.
She's a bit worn out, so she sits down on a trailer and lights a cigarette.
Have a seat, my dear.
Last year, she and her husband borrowed a bunch of money and bought 800 bison as an investment. It worked.
I'm going to take what profit I've got out of this. I'm going to turn around and buy more buffalo.
There's an easy explanation for why prices are so high. Supply and demand.
You know, we've got a whole nother generation of young people growing up, and they're a little more conscious about what they put into their body.
Bison meat is leaner than beef, and federal regulations require it to be growth hormone and antibiotic free. Demand is booming. Ground bison meat is about twice as expensive as it was 6 years ago, and supply hasn't kept up. There just aren't enough bison ranchers.
It takes somebody special to run these buffalo and be able to handle them.
Greg Ryken is the fast-talking man with the big white cowboy hat. I asked him why more cattle ranchers don't switch to bison, especially given that cattle prices are down. One word, he said, fences.
Fences around here are 6 and 7 foot high and all pipe, and instead of the barbed wire we use for the cattle. So they have some more additional expenses and costs of keeping these buffalo in and keeping them safe.
The importance of good fences became very clear watching the guys load bison onto the trucks. The men had set up a long chute leading from a corral, up a ramp, and onto an idling semi-truck. There was one gate along the chute that was chained shut, and somehow one of the bison managed to bust it open. The bison took off. For a minute, it looked like it would just keep going, running free across the prairie like its ancestors. But then someone jumped on an ATV and chased it back into the corral, where it became livestock again. At the Cannonball Ranch in North Dakota, I'm Emily Guerin for Marketplace.